Friends, Jesus is never inconvenienced by us. That was sort of the message that kept recurring to me as I read the gospel this week, that Jesus is never inconvenienced by us. We are never an inconvenience, an interruption, a bother to Jesus. And we see that play out in the gospel because he's just trying to rest with the apostles. And so they get in a boat and they try to go off to a deserted place, and the crowds hear about it and they just walk to where he's going. And so he gets there and they're there again. It's like, I know how some parents feel when they can't get away from their kids sometimes. It's like, there they are. They're always there. And so Jesus says, okay, they must be in need. You know, thank God for everybody, I'm not Jesus, but I'd have been like, you know, let's get back in the boat and go to another place where no one is there, right? But Jesus responds by saying they're like sheep without a shepherd. They need cared for. And so he begins to teach them. He's never inconvenienced. And I think we need that reminder. We need the reminder to be as bold as the crowds in this gospel, to approach Jesus and to chase after him, because there are a variety of reasons that we don't feel like, we feel like we're a bother to Jesus, right? For some of us, it's because we think our needs are so minuscule and petty compared to the greater needs of others. Like I have, you know, we use this term first world problems, right? I have first world problems. There's so many people out there suffering, and so I don't want to bother you, Jesus, with the small concerns of my family and my physical health and so on, because there are so many bigger problems out there. And Jesus says back to us, you're never bothering me by presenting those needs to me. Some of us think that because of past sins or because we can't seem to overcome something in the present that we're unworthy to present our needs to Jesus. Like, why would Jesus listen to me on this? I'm a hypocrite. I'm not living up to the standards that he set. And so I don't even feel like I should present these things to him. And Jesus says, you're not an inconvenience to me. And yet the other theme that kept coming to me was, while we are never a inconvenience to Jesus, we are often inconvenienced by him and by others. Right? And so I think what Jesus was trying to do today, besides care for the crowd that was in front of him, but what it was to set an example to the disciples who will become future shepherds, and to all of us, that we're supposed to live in imitation of him, which means to exhaust ourselves, to give our life for the sheep, to never tire of giving more and more to others. We need reminded of that because sometimes the disciples and us are like the shepherds that our first reading scolds, right? We care much more about our own comfort than we do about the needs of the sheep. And so Jesus, while he is tired with the disciples in saying, you know what, they need my care, in rising above that and caring for them in the midst of that, he's teaching the disciples and us that the goal for us in the Christian life is to keep expanding our heart more and more, that we can give more and more to others than the day before. Right? But that's hard because we burn out. Jesus doesn't seem to burn out, but we burn out. High levels of burnout, right, today in pastoral ministry, among teachers, parenting, careers, high levels of burnout, right? And Jesus understands that we need rest more than maybe he needed rest, right? In fact, he wants to invite the disciples at the beginning of the gospel to a period of quiet time with him. Right, and that remains necessary for us. We're not seemingly like Jesus. We are prone to burn out. We are prone to exhaustion and fatigue. And so we need to spend time with the one who is the good shepherd for a kind of refueling, a kind of recharging, and also to make sure that our activities are grounded in his spirit and not about just a bunch of stuff that we're doing. I think that's one of the reasons he wants to invite them to a period of rest in the gospel. The gospel starts with, the disciples came to Jesus and told him about all they had done and taught. And I can just imagine that conversation, right? They are just bragging to Jesus, right? Their head's gotten a little big, right? They're doing some incredible stuff. And I think Jesus says, let's go rest a while to make sure, right, that you're doing all of this for the right reasons. Unless we stop and rest, we often don't understand or don't appreciate or aren't aware sometimes of why we're so busy, right? Of why we're getting burnout, of why we're getting fatigued and exhausted. So in spending more time with the Good Shepherd, right, we are able then to give more and more to our sheep. It reminds me a little bit of every time I'm blessed to, and I know I mention them a lot in my homilies, but to babysit my two nephews who are 4 and 10 months. So I got to watch them for a kind of a whole day recently. And let me tell you, I was exhausted, okay? Right? Because there is no rest for parents, right? You put the one down to sleep, and then he starts crying, so you got to get him. And then the four-year-old says he wants to watch a show with Uncle Jeremy, but then 2 minutes in, he says, no, I changed my mind. I want to go outside and play. And I was like, oh, I was loving laying on this couch. And so every time I get to babysit them, I grow in a number of appreciations. One, for parents, right? My sister, she's always inconvenienced, right? It's amazing how much parents give and give and give. The second thing I realize is this celibate vocation isn't all that bad sometimes, you know? You know, I usually leave so tired, I'm like, man, I get to go back to the rectory, this isn't so bad of a gig. And quiet. But the third thing is, it inspires me to be a better priest. When I see how much is required and to not see your kids as a constant inconvenience, interruption, bother, and how much it takes to give and give and give and give, right? It's a reflection for me, an indictment on how selfish I can be. It's like, yeah, I give, but I don't give like that. You know? And I think that's the experience the disciples had with Jesus in this gospel. Right? They had just got done with doing great things. And then they see Jesus, who's tired, give more to the crowds. And they said to themselves, we give, but we don't give like that. And in that, if you're open, right? If you're open to the Spirit, it's a reminder, right, of I can give more. That doesn't mean we burn out, right? We need the rest, and Jesus understands that, right? That's why he invites him into that period of rest today, right? But it is a constant call to give more. I don't know if you've ever met somebody. I've been privileged to meet a number of people like this, who every time you're with them, it seems like you're the only person in the world. They're not inconvenienced by you. You don't seem to interrupt the stuff that they have to do. You don't bother them. Right? That's an incredible thing to say about a person. Right? I know, in all honesty, that cannot always be said of me. And so I need to spend more time with the Good Shepherd in order to give more and more like he did. But our goal is to spend time with him so that we might be able to give more and more to him and to others. so that others we don't perceive as an inconvenience to us, that they're not interrupting our schedule of things that we have to do, but rather someone that we are called to respond to in the moment. So friends, Jesus is never inconvenienced by us. Unfortunately, sometimes we're inconvenienced by him and by others. Let's seek to imitate the Good Shepherd in growing so that we are not inconvenienced by his call and by the needs of others.